AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Celestine Chaney was one of the 10 people killed by a gunman in a shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, Saturday. Her sister, Joanne Daniels.
My sister survived breast cancer and 3 aneurysm surgeries to go to the grocery store to get killed.
Chaney's son, Wayne Jones, says his daughter told him someone posted the video of his mother being killed.
I watched the video.
Unacceptable.
And he shot my mom once. My mom was laying on the ground. He went and reloaded. And he shot my mom again.
In diary posts to the chat platform Discord, the 18-year-old white gunman wrote as far back as November about staging a live stream attack on African Americans. He practiced shooting from his car and traveled from his home in March to scout out the store. A 180-page document purportedly written by the suspect noted the attack was intended to terrorize all non-white, non-Christian people and get them to leave the country. Federal authorities say they are working to confirm the document's authenticity. Abbott reaches an agreement to reopen an infant formula plant. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
Infant formula maker Abbott has reached agreement with the Food and Drug Administration that will allow the company to restart production at its largest domestic factory. However, Abbott says once production resumes, it will take at least 8 weeks to ship new product to stores. The FDA has been investigating problems at the Sturgis, Michigan facility. Abbott halted production in February after 4 infants became sick with bacterial infections after consuming powdered formula from the factory. 2 of the babies died.
This is AP News. Authorities in Southern California believe the gunman in a deadly attack at a church was motivated by hate.
Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says the suspect is a Chinese immigrant and drove to the church, where he is not a regular attendee, secured the doors, and started shooting.
It is believed the suspect involved was upset about political tensions between China and Taiwan.
He says the pastor, Dr. John Cheng, was killed after confronting the gunman by hitting him on the head with a chair.
Without the actions of Dr. Cheng, it is no doubt that there would be numerous additional victims in this crime.
A former neighbor tells the AP the suspect's life unraveled after he was nearly beaten to death several years ago, and his mental ability seemed to diminish in recent months. I'm Ed Donahue.
Criminal defendants are suing the state of Oregon, claiming the shortage of public defenders in the state has stripped them of the constitutional right to a speedy trial and legal counsel. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.